You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Spurs Show is backed for the season by Ladbrokes. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spurs show. It's Theo Delaney here, sitting in central London with two esteemed guests. Paolo Hewitt's here. Hello, Paolo. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
The Oracle.
The Oracle.
Yes.
Not very oracly at the moment.
Oh, why not? You got a bit of a cold?
No, about 2 weeks ago, I applied my Oracle powers to the Watford game, and I texted everyone. I said, Watford 0, Spurs 4.
Oh, my God, and we all know what happened after. Not only did not only did they lose, it was the start of something potentially pretty minor disaster.
My powers have deserted me.
I can't believe it.
My powers have deserted
but
me.
But I mean,
need Krypton.
The thing is, when you got the name The Oracle, it was normally you were predicting negative results, if I remember rightly.
No, it was because, and I stand by this,
okay.
I said I didn't like us when we started well at the start of a season. Because teams that start well at the start of a season always...
Right. Bit of
always,
a sweeping,
always
sweeping
mess up round about January, February.
Okay,
so I didn't mind us losing some games.
I see. Yeah,
you were explosions.
Yeah, absolutely.
You were absolutely
vilified for that all over social media.
Yeah.
That's history. Russell Goldsmith's here. How are you, Russell?
I'm very good.
Welcome back. He's here, but he's in his gym kit because he's going straight off to play in his football match straight afterwards, which we're very impressed with, Paolo and I, because we've long had to give up football because of our aching and aging joints.
Yeah, impressive that I'm playing, but as I said, you haven't seen me play. So.
No, that's fair comment. That is true. Now, on tonight's show, we'll be looking at the following things. We'll be looking at a solid away win at Huddersfield, which was preceded by a penalties victory at Milton Keynes against Watford. We've got, of course, a little matter of Barcelona at Wembley in the Champions League to look forward to. And we're also going to think about the injury crisis and the forthcoming fixture congestion. And we will not neglect the issue of the stadium and when it may or may not be ready. So plenty to talk about, gentlemen. I guess let's do it chronologically, do it in the old-fashioned way. The Watford game, such a collector's item. It'd be one of those trivia questions in years to come on it and for Tottenham fans, because we could go back to Milton Keynes, I suppose, at some point in the system this season, but probably not. So it could be one of those amazing sort of one-off strange moments in history. We almost blew it, didn't we? I thought in the second half we seemed to be in control, and then letting that last. We had both sides of Lamella, didn't we? But let's not start with Lamella. What did you make of it? Because we needed to get a result there, didn't we? We'd beaten Brighton in the previous games. We got the show back on the road, but it was important, I think, to get through there. And
it was important, I think, because a lot of us want to win a trophy.
Yeah.
Like anything, just any trophy.
Yeah, anything
please,
will do.
Please.
The Watney's Cup, anything.
Yeah, anything. Yeah. Caribou Cup.
Yeah.
What is Caribou?
I think it's an energy drink they have in Thailand. that's where we are now with football, yeah.
I don't think it's just us, though. I think when you look at the players after the game, how happy. You know,
they were pleased.
Yeah,
but winning on penalties obviously is always an adrenaline.
And we definitely got away with one on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can see that. I think that they want it. They want to win it.
Yeah.
Well, certainly the ones that were, you know, like you say, that were after the penalty shootout.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think we do need to win something, not for all the reasons that everyone goes on about, you know, having to justify winning. Just, I was listening to what Lampard was saying after they, you know, Derby beat United.
Yeah.
And the fact that that was Chelsea's first, you know, when he was at Chelsea, it was the first thing they won.
Yeah.
The League Cup that set them on
it's
their
the
way.
It's the catalyst,
isn't
it?
And I just think we've just got to learn how to win. So
One thing that I kind of thought about that game was I don't worry about Pock, but the goalie, Gazinga.
Yeah.
He played last season against Southampton at Wembley.
Yeah, or was it Palace?
Or was it Palace?
I can't remember. He played well, didn't he?
Played really well. Yeah. I thought he played really well. And I thought, this guy's better than Vorm.
Yeah, everyone's saying that, yeah.
No, but this, I thought it then.
Yeah.
And yet Vorm was put in front of him and put in front of him.
Yeah.
And was only not playing because of injury.
Yeah.
And now he's taking his chance and good on him.
Yeah.
But it does make me wonder why Pock would prefer Vorm to him.
Well, I mean, Vorm obviously has more seniority in terms of experience. I mean, he played a couple of two or three seasons and he played well for Swansea, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He played.
The Cup semi-final, that was a weird one.
That was dreadful. And then he's flapping around down at...
In the Liverpool game.
In the Liverpool game.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I mean, like there are question marks.
Speed. So, you know.
Yeah.
It does make me wonder sometimes about Pox.
Yeah, I mean...
Sometimes some of the... The best finds come through accident anyway, don't they?
The Harry did, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he's better than Vorm. Yeah. I mean, certainly on form. On form he is, isn't he? I mean, he's on form.
Yeah.
He's got a presence though about him. I mean, he looks huge. I don't know if he's
he
that much
bigger than Vorm or anything. Yeah, he does have a certain presence.
Yeah. And I think that obviously gives confidence. Oh, they're tremendous. You know,
yeah, great night for him.
Saves and against Huddersfield, one crucial save.
Apparently he comes from the same village, and it is a village that Pochettino comes from. So
wow, you'd have thought Pot would have had him in number one.
Well, yeah, maybe that's why he's been holding him back, because he might have been thinking, look, everyone's going to think this is dodgy, this. Because it's only a small place where he comes from, Pochettino,
In
rural Argentina, yeah.
Okay.
I think he's definitely established himself now as...
Number two, you think?
Yeah, I would have thought so.
Yeah, I mean... I mean, Vorm will have to be out the door if he's down to number three, wouldn't he? Mind you, some of these goalkeepers, I mean, you just think a lot of them just earn good money not playing for years, don't they? I mean, because all big clubs need three good goalkeepers, don't they?
I refer you to Cudicini Carlo.
Yeah.
He was
absolutely.
At Chelsea, just sat there for years.
Yeah,
raking
very happily. Very happily. Yeah. I mean, he had been a very good number one for them, but as soon as they got checked, he just sat there with his feet up, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, funny old guy. But it was great to get through that. It felt like we were putting a run back together, because we'd had that terrible run, you know, culminating in that disastrous sort of last-minute reversal at Inter Milan. Yeah, so to win solid at Brighton and then to get through against Watford, we would have won it easily in normal, you know, in 90 minutes. But for Lamella, I mean, Lamella... God, he is we've had Lamella for years now, and he still remains this kind of curate egg of a player, doesn't he? Where he does great things and he just does terrible things.
I have warmed to him, though, because I used to call him Eric Lamentable.
Yeah.
Right, because he was.
Yeah, I like that.
Thank you. I mean, he'd score like a goal like he did against Burnley when he cut inside and, you know, down at the old lane. But most of the time, I mean, he put a lot of effort in, didn't he? And he tackled, but, you know, he was our most expensive player at one point, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You know, and you're looking...
30 million quid to him.
Yeah, you're looking...
Similar price to Sissoko, funnily enough.
Must be something about 30 million quid players.
Yeah.
But this season, I've really warmed to him. Really warmed to him.
Yeah.
I mean, I know what you're saying.
He's done more good things than bad, but, giving the ball away, unforgivable in the last minute of the game.
Yeah,
but there's still... More has to happen. I don't think you can put it just on him. I agree with you.
No.
It was
They should have closed it out. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm a massive fan of his. I'm surprised. Yeah. I have been all the time.
All the way through.
Because he gives the effort.
You're the one. We found him.
No, I think he's good. You know, he's had injury issues and stuff. I was surprised he didn't play against Huddersfield. So I can only assume he's going to start against Barcelona.
Yeah, he likes to pick him often in European games.
Yeah. But no, I think he tries. You can't put the you can't blame him for the price tag. And I'd say what we've had out of him now and the potential that we could still get from him.
How old is he?
I think he'll look. I think he'll look after
about 25, 26 now. I would have thought.
I mean, if he's coming into his, you know, at times it felt like, oh, we've got a new signing because this guy's suddenly not playing like Eric Lamella.
But if you look at what he's achieved this season, you know, with his goals and assists already, and he's only had a bit part.
Yeah, he's made a contribution. He's made a contribution.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
I think we'll get, you know, we'll start to see the best of him this year.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. Anyway. That's what I mean. It'd be like having a new signing.
Yeah, definitely.
So then we went off to Huddersfield. And you're thinking, right, we've got to win at Huddersfield. Yeah. Huddersfield are very weak. They look like they're relegation fodder, really, and all. So we can't go there and do what we did at Watford and not. I mean, Watford in the league, where you go to a game, you've got to really properly go and put. And I thought we did exactly what we needed to do, what all top teams. We went there and we were just solid, never looked like. It never looked in doubt.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything spectacular.
Yeah.
We can play better than that.
Yeah.
But it never looked in doubt. And that was really reassuring because that really made me feel like we're back on the rails.
Mm.
And great to see Kane, you know, all the stick Kane's getting. I was speaking to a Liverpool fan earlier and he's going, what's all this stick that Salah's getting? He's playing well, you know, and I said, it's the same with Kane.
Yeah.
Kane scored 5 goals in 7 Premier League games. Yep. Yes. You know, any team in the country would crave a centre forward who's done that.
We've been spoiled.
And he's been doing that, but apparently not playing well and not being himself, you know. Fine, he can play better, but when he plays better, he scores a goal a game instead of nearly a goal a game. You know,
I still think he was rushed back too early. I wonder if he determines if he plays or not. Kane,
really?
I think
so. To some extent,
I think he does, I'm playing. Yeah. I'm doing.
I mean, he got a rest against Watford, didn't he, in the Carabao Cup?
No, but you see, they should. I mean, I think Klopp was really clever with Henderson and what Sarri was doing with Hazard. They both on the
eased
bench
him,
and start
eased
him
in,
back
yeah.
into it. Ease him. And Kane was there from the start, wasn't he? I mean, he was dreadful in that first game. I mean, he couldn't even pass the ball properly. You know, he was just, you know.
The Newcastle, you mean the first game of the season?
Newcastle, yeah. He was absolutely dreadful. He really was. And I do think as well, and I think that a lot of the time it's not physical, it's mental.
Yeah.
You know, you need especially to be mentally refreshed. Yeah. Because you've got to be looking, you're creating.
Every time Kane has a little dip, I think of people like Robbie Fowler, you know, who would, I mean, Robbie Fowler was so unbelievably good. He was as good as Kane when he exploded into form and when he arrived. And then he just completely lost it.
Mm.
Or you think of people like Torres.
Yeah.
Unbelievably good, as good as Kane, as potent and as prolific.
Yeah.
Just lost it. Strikers can lose it, and I agree with you. I think it's more mental than anything. Yeah. I mean, injuries will take their toll. Michael Owen, he lost it, but you feel with him, it was like because it was so much about pace what he did that the injuries had done.
Even in his dips, he's still getting goals.
Exactly. So every time I think that, I think I'm usually proved wrong because he actually just pops up and scores goals anyway. But while he's getting back up to speed, so I'm not worried. There are strikers who don't lose it.
Yeah.
I mean, the most obvious example of that is Alan Shearer. Just never lost it. And he had, God knows, he had injuries, but he just kept going right the way through, just kept scoring. If he played, he scored. And I think Kane more in that mould.
I think you're right, because I think also that Shearers and the Canes of this world, you don't see them falling out of clubs at 4 o'clock in the morning.
No, they're super, super professional.
They really are. Yeah. They really are, because they're very dedicated to
only
it.
Only care about that.
I remember I read this thing about Shearer that the day after... Newcastle hadn't won anything.
No, but they'd done something.
They'd done something.
You know what it was?
And he celebrated by
creosoting the fence. No, it was when he won the league with Blackburn. They asked him, what did you do? He said, I went home and creosoted the fence.
And of course, high off the
at paint. Newcastle, the board, those sort of sleazy owners, remember Freddie Hall and the other guy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Shepherd. Freddie Shepherd and something to John Hall or something. Wasn't it? They were the sleazy ones who got caught out in that brothel in Spain by the tabloids. Yeah. But they used to call him Mary Poppins because there they were bloody whoring it all around, getting absolutely sloshed on the ill-gotten gains and just exploiting the fans. And old Shearer's at home creosoting the fence.
Do you need to throw an allegedly in there, or is that
allegedly
confirmed?
What? No, they got him. They got him banged to rights in that sauna in Spain. They got him. They recorded him saying, "We don't really like the birds back home. They're a bit ugly.
Yeah, that was it. Newcastle birds."
But just kind of bringing it back to Kane.
Yeah.
I'm so pleased he did get those 2 goals because my only concern was I was watching the game, and there was an early, he had an early chance when he was clean through.
Yes, yes.
And he could have squared it, and he hit the keeper, and I was just thinking, oh Christ, are we, you know, is this what we're going to see for the rest of the game? But then once he, it wasn't that long after that he got the header, and then suddenly he was confident again.
Yeah.
And every touch was superb.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he always comes back, basically. Yeah. He always comes back. People love to write him up, and people are always looking for a story. I mean, the August story didn't happen for the press this year, so they're just looking for a more general. And I do think it's the same with Salah. You know, Salah's playing perfectly well. He's just, because he's not knocking in, you know, it's just, it starts to, it gets a bit boring after all these blokes. There's too many people trying to invent things to get agitated.
Well, the trouble
about.
You got is our friend's social media, because it's.
Yeah, that's true. That fuels it, yeah.
And, you know,
all these hysterics.
Because you've got people like me every 10 minutes writing something to people, going, oh, just a little bit Spurs media.
Yeah, exactly. Going on news. Yeah,
Levy slammed for the. Oh, what's that? And it's all rubbish. Spurs, I mean, I'm going to do a list one day of all the players we've been linked with on that site.
Yeah.
We did four volumes. Yeah.
But with Kane, and you may have talked about this on previous episode, but he also hasn't had the chances.
Yeah.
You know, he's not been given the opportunity to score the goals.
Why is
and
that?
I don't know. Well, I don't know whether or not having Moura in the team, as much as I like Moura, has changed the way we played a little bit.
A lot of people have said that, because Moura, he's played Moura basically up through the middle, and Kane's been used to being on his own.
Yeah,
up the middle.
So he's had three behind
point,
him with
all
the wing
creating,
backs.
All basically, and the wing backs, making chances for him, essentially. Or he can then, you know, lay it off. And
that's right.
But when there's someone else in your space there, and Moura's obviously started the season pretty well, a very different type of player, but he's in his space, and maybe they need to look at that.
And I just feel we changed the way we play
You
slightly.
Would have thought Moura could be effective wide. Mm. But having said that, he played him wide when he did play him last season. He wasn't that effective, whereas this season he has looked more potent. It's always a conundrum. It's one of those nice problems to have that they say, don't they? Because they're both good players. Obviously, Kane's obviously world-class, and Moura could be world class.
I've got friends who are like gutted that their team didn't get Moura.
Yeah.
Really. You know, they think he's going to just explode.
Yeah.
And he's shown glimpses, hasn't he?
Absolutely. I mean, that Man United game, he pretty much won it on his own, didn't he?
Yeah.
Just a couple of reminders here. The live Spurs show, every year we have a lovely Christmas party where we're right old, big old knees up. And this year it's on December the 3rd, and it's Chris Waddle is our guest. I'm really looking forward to that. Chris Waddle, what a fantastic player he was.
Amazing.
He really was fantastic. Yeah. I remember the day, he's one of those ones that you remember the day when he left, and it was a headline on the Standard, well pre-internet. I remember I suppose I must have been still at school or something, and I remember outside this newsagent, it was near my bus stop, and you know they had those Standard things where they had the big headline of the day on the box with the Standards in it. And it just said, Waddle leaves for Marseille, or worse to that effect. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And it was just days after we'd bought Gary Lineker.
That's right.
And it was like the worst. Yeah. It was crushing news, because we were thinking we got Waddle and Lineker. We're going to be unstoppable. But imagine being Gary Lineker.
Yeah.
He'd be absolutely gutted. Yeah. He was that good, Waddle. It was a terrible shame. The worst thing about it, though, I'm sure you agree, Paolo, because Paolo is a cultural commentator, knows as much about music as he does about football, so I think he would agree with me here. It was the end of Glenn and Chris as a recording act.
I'm still hurting.
It was sad.
Still hurting.
It was very sad. They were both in the south of France, but they were in different cities.
You know, the Beatles split.
Yeah, it was on that level. So don't forget that. We've also got one of our lovely smaller live shows coming up, which is with Terry Dyson. I think that's in a couple of weeks' time. And with those lovely shows where it's just a small bunch of us in the Albany pub in W1. And it's always a great night. And Terry Dyson, we've had him on the show before. Of course, he was integral to the great double winning side. And that is a real treat to be able to speak to. I bloody can't remember. I haven't got it in my notes, but it's very soon. It must be coming up very soon. I'll get that. I will get that in the commercial break, and then I'll come back to you. I'll tell you what, let's take a break, and when you come back, I'll be able to tell you.
The Spurs Show is lubricated by Watney's Pale Ale. Watney's Pale Ale, the Spurs Show beer of the month.
The Spurs Show is backed for the season by Ladbrokes. So, excuse me, I'm just going to have a... Oh, that is good. Hey, Dan.
What is that?
Watney's Pale Ale. It's still the official beer of the Spurs show. It was beer of the month, but we like it so much, we've kept it on. We're in a new month now, October. It's absolutely lovely. And it gets you pleasantly, what's the word? I think it's drunk. I think that's the word I'm looking for. Just
will
pleasantly.
Will that be my excuse for playing badly later?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Or you never know, he might improve.
That's true, actually.
Yeah, it's possible. So where we got to was now that Terry Dyson night, I can confirm to you in the Albany, is October 30th. October 30th for Terry Dyson, December 3rd for Chris Waddle and the big Christmas party. Now, in terms of the chronology of Tottenham Hotspur's history, we've got to winning at Huddersfield.
Yep.
Now, the next game, of course, I'm so excited.
Another easy game.
Well, Barcelona at home in the Champions League. Yeah. Just saying the words feels great. Because we've been in there. We got used to being in the Champions League. We're one of the best teams in the country. Probably one of the best teams in Europe. So we're in the Champions League every year. Yeah. But we haven't before now in this modern era drawn Barcelona. And that's one of only Bayern Munich remain of the big club. And Barcelona is arguably, alongside Real Madrid, is the club you really want to play.
Well, it's a once in a 32-year opportunity, isn't it? When did we play?
Is that the last time we played them?
In the Cup.
There was a semi-final where the dirty semi-final, wasn't there?
I think it was 32 or 36 years ago.
Yeah, something like that. So it's long overdue. And they were a lot not as good then, of course. I mean, this time, they're bringing Messi, Coutinho, Suarez. Nice.
They're changing formation. Do you see that in the paper?
No.
They've been playing 4-3-3 and losing. Right. Now they've decided to go 4-4-2, and up front will be Lionel Messi and Luis Suarez. Well,
they've drawn two and lost
with
one.
With Coutinho behind
them. The last three games.
Yeah, I mean, their form is poor. So, they're still top of the table.
Poorish for them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, they're still right up there. But but for them, same as Real Madrid, they've started badly.
Yeah. But it's the one we wanted, isn't it?
You definitely want to play Barcelona. And also, you want to play them in the group, just in case you get beat twice, you've still got a slight chance of getting through. Well, obviously, we started this competition badly, which means, I think, that we're going to need to get something in this game. Last year when we had Real Madrid at a similar stage, we still felt a little bit callow, I think, in terms of the Champions League, and didn't expect to get anything, and we actually outplayed them. Yeah. We went to their place first, got a great draw.
Theo, we were playing Ole football against Real Madrid.
Yeah, absolutely.
I thought somebody put...
Well, we went out there and got a creditable draw and then came, took a moment, absolutely taught them a lesson.
I know, it was incredible.
So I can't see why Barcelona, on poor form, should necessarily prove to be an insurmountable task.
Well, can I just throw in some negativity here? Because it's the Champions League.
Yes.
Look what they did in their last Champions League game. Messi against Eindhoven. 4-0, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right. They upped their game. Barcelona are Champions League. Champions League is like their thing.
Yeah.
And it's they will up their game. The fact that they're changing formation, the fact that we're going to... Who's going to be our back three? Toby?
If it's a three, it'll be... Vertonghen's out, I think. Yeah. So it'll be Toby and Dyer and Alderweireld.
Yeah, against...
Toby and Dyer and Sanchez. Yeah.
Suarez and Messi.
Yeah, maybe he won't play as Rod.
Let's discuss then Dyer. Because I actually think he'll...
Is his surname correct?
Yeah.
Well, I think in defence he's probably okay because he's not having to think about the pass. Mm. You know, I think where he's becoming quite frustrating is in the middle of the park where his passing is
absolutely. He'll give the ball away even over 4 yards with under pressure.
I don't know what's happened to him. I don't know if he needs a rest, but
maybe. I mean,
he will have to play tomorrow. I would have thought if they play a back three.
Because if they don't play a back three, you could leave him on the bench and you could play Wanyama.
You'd have Wanyama. I've got my team. If you had a back four, you'd have Wanyama and Winks in front of them. Probably.
Yeah, exactly. And I like the sound of Wanyama and Winks as long as they're both fully fit, which I can't see any reason why they wouldn't be now. They've been eased back from injury, and you get a good balance there. You get a similar balance to the one you're supposed to get with Dyer and Dembele. In as much you got Winks is the passer, and Wanyama's the muscle, right, and the worker. But in actual fact, you know, Wanyama at his best is better muscle, I think, than Dyer. And Winks, now that Dembele's slightly in decline, Winks is in the ascendancy. Winks is going to go alongside him maybe to overtake him.
You see, I'm not really concerned about I love Dembele and what he's done for our team.
Yeah, yeah.
But there was a report in the Times on Monday from the Huddersfield game, and he had his statistics, and he is in serious decline.
Yeah.
Really, in passing, tackling.
Yeah.
Compared to last season.
Yeah.
Is really poor. Really, really poor. So I'm not really...
Well, he's injured anyway, I think.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm not fussed
You're not
about
worried
he's
that
injured.
He's injured, yeah. I mean, Winks and Wanyama would be fine, I think. Yeah. Winks, remember, played in the Real Madrid away game last year and did himself proud.
Yeah.
So he's not going to be overawed.
Yeah.
And he's classy.
Yeah.
He won't give the ball away.
There, Russell, I think spot on.
Well, yeah, what? Which one?
So you've got one with three at the back and one with four at the back.
Yeah.
So okay. I think it'd be the four at the back, wouldn't it?
So four at the back. Trippier, Alderweireld, Sanchez, Rose, Wanyama, Winks, and then you've got Son, Lamella and Moura with Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's...
And then if he plays with Dyer in the back three, then one of Lamella or...
What's wrong with you? Jesus.
Well, Sissoko...
You know what? I'm going to rip that up.
The thing is... No, but the only problem with these injuries, that those teams are good teams... Good,
yeah.
But you look at with the injuries, it makes you realise that on the bench, your best attacking option of the bench is Sissoko and Llorente then, because that's it. And you've got no options if you're playing Dyer in the back three. So you've got no options for defensive midfield.
If you had,
you'd have to put Sissoko in as that person.
You would, yeah.
You've got Davis as an option, of course, as a fullback. He may even start Davis, but I hope he doesn't. I think Rose is better. Whatever.
Well, so that's another one with Davis. Since Rose has won his place back, I think, because for me, Davis was doing brilliantly, and I actually think he was keeping Rose out of the team. Now he's gone with Rose.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Davis has like his confidence has gone against Watford. He was awful.
Mm. Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe
he sometimes plays Davis in Europe. Yeah. I don't really know why, but. I think I've got a feeling he'll stick with Rose.
I think he'll stick with
Rose. Rose has been playing well. He seems to be getting better and better and somewhere approaching.
As well.
Yeah.
And then if he wants to continue to rotate, then he's got the Cardiff game to rotate again. But you've got to play Rose, I would have thought, based on how he's been playing the last couple of games.
Yeah, I think so. And he's a big game. I mean, he's a big game player, World Cup.
Of course, you could play Davis as a centre-back.
You could, and that actually would make a bit of sense because he could play on the left, which is where Vertonghen would play, the back three. But the only thing is he's never done that for us, has he, I don't think.
No.
So it's not like, so I don't know if they'd, but he's certainly done it plenty of times for Wales. Yeah. So that is a possibility. But it's a bit worrying how threadbare we are, but the actual first 11 will be decent. And
it's just whether we get injuries on the night.
Yeah. I mean, I think he might be tempted to play a back three because that would enable him to not have to play Lamella and Moura and Son.
Yeah.
He could keep Lamella back, say, or one of them back. Because in a game like that, it's quite important to have fresh legs to come on after
I'm
70 minutes or so.
Lamella will play
because
he didn't play him at the weekend.
Yeah. And also, he plays, like you said, he plays him in Europe.
He does
game.
Tend to play him in Europe, Well, it's an absolute...
So if he went back three, then probably Moura on the bench.
In goal?
Yeah, maybe.
Well,
is Hugo, what's the word on
Hugo's
here?
Fit.
Apparently Hugo's fit.
Hugo
I read today he was an outside chance.
Oh, really?
Well,
Sky said he's
fit.
Play.
They're saying he's fit, but you know the other lot are all not fit. Yeah. 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 So I think that's
let's
great.
Let's hope he doesn't
that's
drive.
That's great.
Let's hope Hugo doesn't drive to the game then.
Yeah. So especially not after the old what he's been at the Watneys.
Yeah.
I would not have a problem if Gazaninha was...
No, but I mean, if they're both fit, you've got to play Lloris, haven't you? I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
For the big occasion, there's no one better. He's just won the World Cup, hasn't he?
Won
the World Cup and even gave him a goal in the process. He didn't have a goal here.
So Spurs won it. As soon as he did that,
My God. Yeah.
But no, as a first 11, I think that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. As long as they're all, you know, step up to the
and
plate.
Also, but I think that, you know, in some ways the pressure's off because, you know, there's injuries. So it's not like it's, you know, the first team.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of players who are going to come in.
Yeah.
And just, in a sense, what they do kind of, you know, it's go for it. They can go for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They won't be...
It'd be bad news if we lose, of course, because we'll be struggling to get out of that group if we lose, won't we?
Yeah. But did you read the report in The Standard this evening and what Poch was saying about like enjoy the fact that you're playing against Messi,
you're gonna be on the
but,
same pitch
but the way to play against him is to keep the ball up their end basically so keep
which
him as far
great.
Away
that's and what we want to hear
so I want exactly so if we
keep
go in with that positive
attitude
of attacking them rather than having to try and defend, because I think we're a better team when we're going forward.
They've been really wobbling at the back, haven't they? PK apparently.
Yes.
Been,
he's been bad.
So if he goes,
so Harry would be looking forward to this.
Harry would be looking forward to it. Son, I mean, you think of those Real Madrid and Dortmund games, brilliant games from last season. Son, absolutely. Yeah. Son and Kane ripping them to shreds.
And Son's due a goal.
And also, Juventus.
Son's well due a goal, and he might really enjoy it. And Juventus, yeah.
That first half, it was a shame, I thought it was probably one of the best times I've ever seen Spurs. Yeah. Amazing that first half.
So we're feeling, I mean, one thing for sure. I'll be there for sure.
I bought a ticket to go to Graham Parker that night.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then Spurs announced it. And then I thought, well, I'm not often going to get to see Lionel Messi play. So I thought, I'll go Lionel Messi. And then I thought, but I don't want to see Lionel Messi play, because if I see Lionel Messi play, then it'll be Spurs nil, Barca 4.
So are you going to Graham Parker?
No, I'm going to see Spurs.
Got to go to the Barcelona game.
If anybody wants to go and see Graham Parker.
Well, in any other circumstances, I'd have loved it. Where's he playing?
The Islington Town Hall.
Oh, nice.
We love GP.
Yeah, he's great.
Grew up on him.
So we're all looking forward to that. I wouldn't say we were Spurs man,
Graham Parker.
I didn't know that.
Yes,
oh, we should get him on here.
He's a Spurs man.
I did not know that.
He's from a distance. I did some work with him doing football. I like the Spurs.
Good. Okay, so then after that, we were at home to Cardiff.
Yep.
Now Cardiff, what an ugly team they are. Yeah. They are ugly. Mm. They play, I mean, did you see that stat today? That game against Burnley. Because Burnley are ugly as well, but you can almost forgive Burnley somehow because they're the smallest town to ever have a Premier League club. There's only way they'd get, and they've been in the Premier League quite a lot. So you think that Dyche is really getting the best out of the situation.
Yeah.
Whereas Cardiff have had a few bob and they've Warnock is so...
I loved his comment about the big teams always getting the decisions, and he was referring to Burnley. And it's come on,
he will moan about anything. He is a hard man to warm to.
The weekend.
Yeah. He wasn't being
I don't classic. I don't believe so.
But that game had the ball in play for the fewest amount of minutes for about 6 years in a Premier League game.
Really?
Because it was so many set pieces. And they wasted I think 8 minutes were wasted from the one bloke who took their long throws. Because every time they got a throw anywhere near the Burnley end, he'd get the old towel. That's a horrible, manky old towel from Neil Warnock's spare bathroom. Drying the bloody the ball for ages and then hurling it in like it was some sort of Highland Games event.
It's going to be one of those games. As long as we get a goal, an early goal, we'll be
need
fine.
To score otherwise, it's going to be grim. Going to be grim. And they're also really physical. And, of course, we've got all these injuries already. We're not
we don't need any more.
Around Wembley.
Yeah.
But you got to feel confident about beating a team like that. I mean, they really are. They don't look like a Premier League any more than Huddersfield do, although in very different sort of mould. I mean, you'd feel confident going into that one, wouldn't you?
Last time I saw Cardiff, we played them in the League Cup at the Lane.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Remember years ago.
What? Before they... Well, after they... Because it came up for a couple of years, didn't they?
Yeah, no, it was a League Cup game.
Right.
Years and years
ago. They used to have
ago.
A nasty firm used to turn up with
and
them,
and there was
they?
This guy behind us, and somebody in Cardiff had obviously burnt his house down, taken his wife, taken his job, killed his children. I can't repeat what he was saying, but it was just vitriol of the...
Oh, dear.
Get that Cardiff there. Finally, my mate turned around, Nipper, and he said, "Oi, mate," he said, "that's a bit much, isn't it?" And he went, "It's not mate, it's mister to you." We went, "Oh, God." The stewards came half time and removed him, but it was incredible.
Yeah.
I'll always remember Cardiff for that. I also got a mate from Cardiff when I first met him. I said, talking about their firm, he was part of their, what are they called? Soul Boys.
Cardiff Soul Boys?
Yeah,
really?
Is it Soul Boys? Yeah, something like that. And I said, nice to meet you, Jonathan. He said, "What team do you support?" I said, "Spurs." He said, "Oh, I like Spurs." He says, "One of them gave me a nice right hook at Paddington." Pretty good right hook it was. Not senseless.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, you know, nothing against Cardiff. It's a lovely place, actually,
Great place,
and it's a really good place. But the team, it's an ugly team.
Yeah.
So let's say we put them away. And then we have the international break, which actually be quite welcome in many ways because some of these injured players won't go off because they're injured. And it'll give them 2 weeks to really properly have a rest, which they need.
Yeah. Yeah,
and also to recover.
Because we got a big bag.
I want to see us do what every other team does, though, and says we're injured, we can't play for the national
Well, I think he's already making plans to do it, but by saying none of these four players will play in these next two games, and we'll then I think he's going to try and withhold them.
Yeah.
From in so Eriksen and Dele Alli in particular, very, very important players, of course, and Vertonghen actually. Yeah. Important yeah. players.
Who have England got? What's he?
Oh, God, don't know. I'm just not interested, right. Are you? Bloody international football, absolutely not. We had our interest peaked a bit by the World Cup because England got on a slightly jammy, in retrospect, run.
Yeah.
But, I mean, for the most part, these international breaks are an absolutely unwelcome
I spend my time
hiatus.
Going like that going, come on.
Yeah, exactly. You get to that middle weekend, you're like, I don't think I can take this anymore.
But we need our players fit because of this ridiculous.
Well, yeah. When we come back,
congestion.
When we come back, Russell, take us through what we've got, what we face when we come back from the international break.
So I have my list here.
Yeah.
We've got the Hammers Cup final.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Is that the first? That's not the first game, though, is it?
That's the 20th of October, I think.
Is that the first game when we come back?
I think so.
But that's in the Carabao Cup, isn't it?
No, it's the league.
No, then we've got
in the league.
Because we're playing
them
in the league.
In the league.
Oh,
yeah. We've got them in the league.
Then we've got Eindhoven.
Yeah.
And then, so the Monday, which is the rearranged game
against Man City. Yeah.
And then somewhere they've got a squeeze in that same week, the Carabao Cup against
West Ham away
West Ham
again.
They'll need those
before we play Wolves on the Saturday. And then a Tuesday game against Eindhoven. So
it's just like a game every 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
So we desperately need a fully fit squad so we can rotate.
Yeah. Which is a shame, because going back to what we were saying at the start, I desperately want to win that cup.
Yeah, and
cup,
suddenly that makes it...
Especially
that
way to that.
In other circumstances,
yeah.
That's the game where we'd rest the whole first team. But.
Well, I mean, if it's going to be 2 days after the City game, then
you're
going to see a completely different 11 players, aren't you? So
yeah. I think, Poch was complaining about it today.
In that situation, as Pot, would you play your strongest team against Man City or against West Ham?
No, you've got to play the strongest team against City, haven't you? You have to.
Why?
Because I mean, in an ideal world, you play...
Because if you're going to play your weak team against West Ham, you're not going to win the cup.
They're
going to be out for us.
Yeah, you can make that argument, definitely. Yeah. But psychologically, in terms of pride, in terms of the sort of club we now consider ourselves to be...
Yeah.
You can't throw a game against Man City. It's not like you're West Brom or something. You think, oh, well, I mean, you've got to try and go toe-to-toe with them, even though you might well get beat. But
it's whether or not any of them could play two games in a week, in a very short week, and then rest them against Wolves, maybe. But I doubt that's going to happen. You just wouldn't do it these days.
Well, some of them are going to have to, I think. Some of them will probably have to.
Yeah.
Some of those players, it's interesting when he has to start rotating. Some players he doesn't rotate very much, presumably because he's got all that sports science stuff about what energy they've got and what they burn and what they get. Some of them are more able to do it than others, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, Vertonghen doesn't get rested very much.
No, he doesn't.
For example.
No.
Presumably because he's got the physiology to deal with it. I don't know.
He might see the return of Nkudu and Foyth.
Yeah. Well, why not?
The squad.
Why not? I mean, Nkudu had a great pre-season. Foyth has always looked pretty classy to me. You know, you might well see them against West Ham. I mean,
definitely.
Yeah. Or even Wolves. Who knows?
Yeah.
Obviously, we're getting ahead of ourselves. There'll probably be another show before that. But it just shows you, puts into context this injury crisis. And Poch was actually making a point of complaining about it and saying it wasn't fair today. But the trouble is, it's the result of the stadium. Because that game being moved to Monday is because we can't play at Wembley on the Sunday, and we shouldn't even be playing at Wembley if we'd have been playing on a Sunday in our own stadium.
Yeah.
The stadium, today's big PR push was that they're laying the grass.
Yeah.
You see, that was everywhere. And I think the club have suddenly, after being absolutely in shock, once they had to announce that it has all gone wrong, there was almost a shocked silence for like a month or so where they didn't even say anything.
Yeah.
They were just like, oh my God, it's the worst, it's our worst nightmare. But now, every now and then, they're feeding out good bits of PR, which is, you know, to be expected. And today's is they're laying the grass pitch. But they're not giving any dates. I noticed that on the website a day or two ago, the Chelsea game, which is, I think, early November or something like that, was listed as the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. But today, I saw it listed as Wembley.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right. I mean, again, you know, they're laying this grass today. They're putting it all out there and they're saying it's an historic moment in the progress of the stadium. And that implies...
I'm assuming they've got they've got the test games they've got to...
Yeah, they've still got to do the test events, which are not announced yet.
Right.
But they're saying... Because you get all these messages all the time. Mickey Hazard was saying the other week on this very show, oh, yeah, the test events have told us all about it. He's not supposed to be talking about it. And he made it sound like they were imminent and everything was fine.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
This pitch laying makes it sound like it's imminent and everything's fine. But at the same time, they're not saying anything about test event dates, let alone actual dates for the actual opening. There's stuff coming out of the stadium, people working there, leaking out, saying, oh, this isn't anywhere near ready. Yeah. We've got all, doing all sorts of, the whole place is a building site. I'm amazed if it's ready for the beginning of next season, people are saying on site.
How many times have you met someone who said, oh, I know someone working at the stadium, and they say it won't be ready?
Yeah, no chance. Yeah, I have. Yeah,
I think you're right. I don't think playing at different stadium or whatever makes a difference. But I hadn't thought about the fact that the Monday game, that is a big impact.
And Poch is saying it's not fair. And it's not fair on him or the players, but, you know, you can't really blame anyone other than
us.
Mace.
Mace, but then, of course, all that stuff came out in construction news that Mace, when they hired them under the condition, they said, right, you're the main contractor, but you're not doing the subcontracting. We're doing all those deals ourselves. All the subcontractors will report to us. That's what Tottenham apparently said.
Sorry, the bit I heard there is you read construction news.
Well, no, because I do now, because they're all over it. They're like they're the trade rag for construction, and for them it's the biggest story going.
Yeah, of course.
And that came out a couple of weeks ago.
So that means, I think I read this, which meant that the Mace people didn't know who to talk to because the
Mace people say, well, fine, if we're not the subcontractors, you'll have to talk to them, you'll have to tell them when to come, what to do, because we're not doing it. You told us we're not doing it. So what happened was subcontractors are coming in. All they're concentrating is their job. So they put a load of wiring in, plaster it all up, take their money and go. The next lot coming in, we've got to put some piping in. They say, well, I thought we'd got to put the piping in there. Yeah, but it's been all plastered up. Well, we'll just have to knock it out again because we haven't put the pipe in it. Yeah. All that sort of thing was happening all over the place. That
sounds like, you know, when you get a builder to come and
do
your, it's like, exactly they say, I don't know who did this last job, but that's all got to come out in August.
Yeah. Exactly.
So this is, and this the is Tottenham that, trying to do their own deals.
Yes.
It's Levy, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's probably doing the deals himself. So, Mr. Phillips, you've got a firm of 20 people. If you're okay, we'll give you a...
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just, it's in the press. Who knows if it's true or not? And I mean, it's always worth saying everything's done in good faith. You know, they all want it. I mean, you always have to keep going back and look at the context. The context is we're building the best stadium in the world, and we've had the chutzpah to go and actually do it.
Yeah.
No other clubs are doing it. And Chelsea have backed out of there. It's too much of a hassle, you know.
Fair to the club, what I was going to say is they have... Okay, they've taken the money in advance, which is arguable about whether or not that's right or wrong.
Yeah.
But that's what I was going to say is they are giving... Because initially, when the first game, I think it was the Fulham game, you were credited, which you could then use to buy another ticket.
Yeah.
And then they very quickly realised, no, that's not going to wash. So they've given the money back. And then with the City game, they've... You can buy it as a category B rather than a category A.
Yeah, so they're making gestures.
They're trying to do as much as
they're making gestures because they have to.
Yeah, yeah.
And the trust are advising them on that and pressing them to do these things. And, you know, the whole thing is a nightmare for them. But as I say, you know, you could say,
they're building us an amazing stadium.
Yeah, you don't make an omelette without breaking eggs. That's one of my favourite little ones. And, you know, it's not easy doing this stuff.
No.
And it hasn't gone without a hitch, sadly. But
isn't there a thing, somebody was telling me, that if by January the stadium's not open and we don't play Burnley at the stadium, it means we've passed a time thing and that we have to play the rest of the season at Wembley.
Really?
Yeah, because the FA... or the
There's a point at which they say you can't now move to another ground.
You can't go and play your last...
I haven't heard that.
I was told that that the Premier League will say in January, look, you can't play the next...
Right.
You've only got six games left.
I can't really see the logic in that. I don't see why that would be a thing. We certainly don't get any competitive advantage doing it or anything like that, do we?
I don't know.
If anything, it works against us.
Yeah,
now having
absolutely.
You've got to do
it in the middle of the season, ready for the running, But who knows? I don't know. So many rumours and counter-rumours.
I remember I went up there when, not the first May Bank holiday, the first May Bank holiday, and there were four geezers there, all of them. Never be done by next year, you know. And I don't know anything about construction. So I was I don't know.
None of us do. Yeah, I mean, it's just not what we
over
do.
Over there. Well, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. But looks like they're right.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, it's tradition. I think we're coming towards the end of our show now. So what I will probably ask you to do is the traditional end to a show. I'm going to have to ask for some score predictions. Now, what is it again? What's the next game? Barcelona. Barcelona, Paolo, how do you see that game?
Spurs 2, Barcelona 2.
Hmm. Russell?
I'm going to put it out there. 2-1.
Get to Spurs. 2-1 to Spurs.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm going to say... I was going to say that, but I think you've got to say something different, ideally, haven't you? So I'm going to say 3-2. What a game that would be, wouldn't it?
3-2.
Hey?
Last
what a great game.
Last-minute winner from Lamella.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so then we've got... what is it again?
Cardiff.
Cardiff at home. Okay, Paolo?
2-0, Spurs.
I think if we get an early goal, 4-0 on a Kane's first hat-trick of the season.
Love it.
If he plays, he might rest.
Yeah, I think he'll probably play because it's before the international break.
Yeah, that's true.
I'll go 3-0 Tottenham for that one. Lovely.
Lovely.
That's it then. Because there's no other... We don't do any more predictions because we'll probably do another show before.
Yeah.
Just thinking aloud here, listeners. So I think we're done. So, Paolo, thank you so much for coming. Nice
Absolute
to see you
pleasure.
Again. Russell,
always
likewise.
Thank you
I hope
me.
You have a good game tonight.
Cheers.
I hope you emerge injury-free.
I haven't drunk too much of the
you've had
is,
a,
so.
Well, you say that. You've had at least, what, two
there's
and a half?
Cans everywhere.
He's on his third.
There
are these Watney's Pale Ale cans are small. Yeah. I think it's worth pointing that out. They're not the big old...
Low centre of gravity.
Yeah,
there,
I'll be all right.
But having said...
I'll probably do more in goals
tonight. He's had the best part of three of them. And they
what
are delicious.
What time do you kick off?
I've got an hour to get there.
Oh, crikey. Where are you playing?
Mill Hill.
Right, that's it. We've got to finish now. Thank you, everyone, for listening and downloading. See you next time. Ta-da. Come on, you Spurs.
This is a Playback Media production. Get all the associated links for this podcast at spursshow.net.
The Spurs Show is backed for the season by Ladbrokes.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.